Good morning, beloved, and thank you for joining me on this beautiful Tuesday morning, and thank you for inviting me into your lives on this precious Lord's Day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Today, we are reading Jeremiah chapter 33, and today's reading references a time when the prophet Jeremiah was imprisoned by King Zedekiah's palace in Jerusalem. The Lord warns him that the destruction of Jerusalem by a Babylonian attack is imminent, but the Lord promises to rebuild Judah and Israel and restore prosperity. Again, God's saving word for us this week is joy. So, let's begin. While I was still in prison in the courtyard, the Lord's message came to me again. The Lord who made the earth, who formed it and set it in its place, spoke to me. He whose name is the Lord said, call to me and I will answer you. I will tell you wonderful and marvelous things that you know nothing about. I, the Lord God of Israel, say that the houses of Jerusalem and the royal palace of Judah will be torn down as a result of the siege and the attack. Some will fight against the Babylonians, who will fill the houses with corpses of those whom I'm going to strike down in my anger and fury. I have turned away from this city because of the evil things that its people have done. But I will heal the city and its people and restore them to health. I will show them the abundant peace and security. I will make Judah and Israel prosperous, and I will rebuild them as they were before. I will purify them from the sins that they have committed against me, and I will forgive their sins and their rebellion. Jerusalem will be a source of joy, honor, and pride to me, and every nation in the world will fear and tremble when they hear about the good things that I do for the people of Jerusalem and about the prosperity that I bring to the city. The Lord said, people are saying that this place is like a desert, that there is no people or animals living in it. And they are right. The towns of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem are empty. No people or animals live there. But in those places, you will hear again the shouts of gladness and joy and the happy sounds of wedding feasts. You will hear people sing as they bring thank offerings to my temple. They will say, give thanks to the Lord Almighty, because he is good, and his love is eternal. I will make this land as prosperous as it was before. I, the Lord, have spoken. The Almighty said, in this land that is like a desert and where no people live or animals live, there will once again be pastures where shepherds can keep their sheep. In the towns, in the hill country, in the foothills, and in the southern Judah, in the territory of Benjamin, in the villages round about Jerusalem, and in the towns of Judah, shepherds will once again count their sheep. I, the Lord, have spoken. Today's key verse is Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 7, where it says, the Lord said, I will make Judah and Israel prosperous, and I will rebuild them as they were before. You know, when God gave Jeremiah this message, it was about 588 B.C. The destruction of Jerusalem was not far off. It was following very, very soon. And it's interesting that, you know, even as God is announcing his imminent destruction of Israel, that the people don't care. They think, oh, you know, everything is well, nothing bad is ever going to happen. But as we learn, God keeps perfect books. They have disobeyed God. They have not kept the sabbatical year when the land, fields were supposed to lie fallow. And now God is going to take back the 70 years that Israel has stolen from him and take them into captivity for those 70 years. You know, it's important for us, especially here in the United States of America, who enjoy so much of the Lord's blessings and abundance, to remember that he is not blind to our evil ways. He knows what is going on. He is aware of the innocent blood that has been shed. And he, too, will hold the Americans responsible for the things that have gone on here. And just as he judged Israel, you can believe that he's going to judge us. Let us pray. Almighty God, I give thanks to you because you are good and your love is eternal. You are God of healing and restoration, and I praise your holy name. Amen. Well, how about that? Another Tuesday has come and gone. Join me tomorrow morning as we will be in Jeremiah chapter 33, where the Lord will choose a righteous king. Until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.